礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，美国同事 Amy 到办公室去找他。
Good morning, Chen Hao.
Hi, Amy.
I heard your best friend Brad got a promotion. Is that true?
没错啊 ，Brad 如今是我的老板了。
That can make things awkward.
是啊，我们俩从好朋友一下子变成了上下级的关系，还真不好办。
I think you will be able to work it out, since you already recognize that things will be different.
人事处昨天才通知的他，所以我们还没有机会谈这件事儿。
That's one of the first things you need to do, and soon.
急什么呀？他现在肯定特别忙。
Everyone knows that you and Brad are close friends. They're going to be watching to see what happens.
别说别人了，连我都不知道要怎么处理这种关系呢。
It could go two entirely different ways.
两种完全不一样的可能，哪两种？
Because you are his best friend,He might be tempted to give you special treatment by offering you the best assignments and according you unusual favors.
如果因为私人关系好，他就在工作上照顾我，那其他人肯定会有意见啊。
Yes, it would affect the way that everyone views Brad. He could lose the respect of everyone who works with him.
那另外一种可能呢？
I don't have time to talk about this right now, Chen Hao. Can we meet for tea this afternoon and continue our conversation then?
好，那我们下午见。
Mary 和陈豪下午一起喝茶。
Amy， 我们上午说，如果 Brad 特别关照我，那么对我们两人都不利。你说的另外一种可能是什么
？He might go out of his way to avoid any hint of giving you special treatment and treat you more rigidly than the others。
你是说他为了避嫌，可能对我的要求反而会格外严格？
He might pass you over for assignments that you might otherwise have gotten.
这听起来可不太妙。那下班以后呢？我们以前啊，总是一起去打乒乓球，或者一起去喝酒什么的。
I know that, and I have heard you share some funny stories about each other. You'll have to be more careful about the tales you tell about your adventures.
不能再跟同事讲 Brad 的故事？为什么？
Others might misunderstand and think that you were trying to impress them with the fact that you and the boss are best friends.
要把工作和私人关系分开，还真不简单。那你觉得我有没有必要换到别的部门去啊？
That's a possibility if things don't work out. If you can't accept Brad as your boss, or he can't make the leap to being your supervisor, a change might be the only solution.
我想我们两个人一定能做到公私分开。